Welcome to Prevention Matters. I'm Damon Thompson, Communication Director at Partnership for Prevention. We're a nonprofit organization of leaders from the business, healthcare, and government communities who are dedicated to making disease prevention and health promotion a national priority. Each week, we'll be talking with some of the key players in the world of prevention and health policy. Today, we're talking with Richard Hamburg, Director of Government Relations for the Trust for America's Health. His organization, which is also known as TIFA, has just conducted an extensive survey of Americans to find out how they feel about disease prevention and health promotion, as well as how big of a priority they think it should be as Congress tries to reform the healthcare system. Welcome, Rich.
Hi, glad to be with you, Damon.
While health reform is a big political issue in Washington these days, this poll appears to have been conducted in a very nonpartisan way. Who conducted it for you?
Our survey was conducted by both Public Opinion Strategies and Greenberg, Quinlan, and Rosner Research.
And I believe one of those is a Republican, primarily a Republican polling firm, and one's a Democratic polling firm?
Right. Public Opinion Strategies, more of a Republican firm, Greenberg, Quinlan, Democratic.
So that was intended, I assume, to make sure that this was a balanced approach.
Right. Absolutely.
Who did they talk to for this survey, and where and when did they talk to them?
The survey was conducted May 7th to 12th of this year. And it was a national survey of just over 1,000 registered voters with a margin of error of plus 3.1 percentage points.
In a nutshell, how did people view prevention programs overall?
Our survey found that more than three-quarters of American voters support increased funding for prevention. And improving quality of life, keeping people healthy, are the most compelling reasons why. The vast majority believe prevention will, in fact, save money, although 7 in 10 support such an investment, whether or not it saves money.
Wow. Now, do they feel the same way about a need for increased treatment?
The figures that we found was an emphasis more on prevention, 59% by 4 to 1, 59% to 15 favored more of an emphasis on prevention than treatment.
And have people always felt this way, or does this represent any kind of a shift in thinking?
We had some numbers from back in 1987, so approximately 20 years ago. The emphasis on prevention is up 14 percentage points from them from back then, and the emphasis on treatment just 4%.
Wow. And how about party lines? Does this support for prevention fall along party lines in any way?
Support is strong across all partisan lines. 86% of Democrats support an increased investment in prevention, 71% of Republicans, 70% of independents, and also very similar across Northeast, Southwest. So very, very strong support.
So the strength is really consistent around the country?
Yeah, very consistent.
And you asked survey participants to name their top priorities when it comes to health reform legislation, and how did prevention rank as far as a priority?
Prevention was right on the top on a score of 1 to 10, 10 being the highest. Investment in prevention to help people stay healthy and reduce diseases was at 8, and moving down the line, prohibiting insurance companies from denying coverage, pre-existing conditions, 7.7. Interestingly enough, requiring Americans have health insurance, providing financial assistance to those who can't afford it, is 6.7%, still high, but quite a bit down from the support for prevention. And one other category is giving Americans a choice, keeping their current insurance or joining a national insurance pool, and that had a mean of 6.1 support.
Well, now, all those options you just outlined are things we've heard a lot about over the past year or so, probably not so much about prevention. And I'm wondering, that being the case, why do you think prevention ranks so highly among the grassroots?
Well, prevention ranks highly because I think people understand that investing in prevention is worthwhile in and of itself, and investing in prevention, if it in fact saves money, better yet. So I think it's been a little bit under the radar screen, the debate over universal coverage and public versus private, and, you know, what the benefits should be overall, but I think the key is a strong understanding that putting some resources into prevention is going to save money down the line, save lives, reduce incidence of chronic disease.
Well, and at the same time, you mentioned a while ago that sizable amount said that they preferred increased investment in prevention, even if it didn't save money. Was that a surprise, and what do you make of that?
No, I think in and of itself, the idea that our health system is in disarray, it's a huge percentage of a gross national product, and that something needs to be done, what to many is the simple idea, you know, rational idea that preventing disease is going to help people and is going to save money and let people live longer lives seems to be obvious.
What is TIFA doing with these results now that you've compiled them?
Well, I think this is helping to build the case for strong prevention and wellness provisions in health reform. I think it also lends support to not only prevention on the clinical side, you know, doctor-patient relationship, but on the community-based side. And a study that we did last summer titled Prevention for Healthier America, Investments in Disease Prevention Yield Significant Savings in Stronger Communities. We found that if you simply invested $10 per person in proven community-based programs to increase physical activity, improve nutrition, prevent tobacco use and smoking, in essence making it easier for individuals to make these healthy choices, that the country would save, with a $3 billion investment annually, as much as $16 billion each year within 5 years. So that means within 5 years, such an investment, just a few dollars per person, on community-based, you know, population-based prevention, will have a return of $5.60 on the dollar within 5 years.
So what's been the reaction on Capitol Hill to these findings?
The reaction on Capitol Hill has been strong. We believe there's bipartisan support for a strong set of wellness and prevention provisions in the national health reform legislation. In particular, the concept of having a national strategy, a prevention strategy, makes sense. The concept of having a dedicated funding stream so that we can adequately fund these programs makes sense. And the concept of accountability, making sure that we're funding programs that have results, I think is third important aspect.
So when it's all said and done, how do you think Congress will respond when it comes to putting legislation together for health reform?
I think at the end of the day, we'll have some strong provisions from both the House and the Senate side, and then hopefully on the President's desk well before the end of the year. Cautiously optimistic that it will include these provisions that are strong as far as clinical guidelines and coverage for clinical services, but also so-called population-based services, or interventions, which includes, you know, to explain it, you know, that we're talking about opportunities for physical activity, increasing opportunities in the schools, better food or more clarity on, you know, what's in food that's purchased in restaurants and fast food restaurants and regular restaurants. It's removing vending machines or putting healthier choices in foods sold outside the school lunch and school breakfast programs, those kinds of interventions, tobacco quit lines that the entire population could, in theory, benefit from. You know, those are the types of investments, the federal government, state and local governments, that are going to reach large segments of the population and hopefully reduce chronic diseases. And the gravy on top of all this actually save money down the line.
Now, where can people go to get more information on your survey?
Our survey information is available on our home site, our website at www.healthyamericans.org.
Well, this is great. Fascinating survey. Thanks so much for your time, Rich. Our guest has been Rich Hamburg of the Trust for America's Health. I'm Damon Thompson for Partnership for Prevention, wishing you a good day and reminding you that prevention matters.